the second half of the year?
It's been really good. Just guys really just grinding it out, making plays, making some havoc in the backfield. JD out there, Benarji McKinney, Cush, guys like that, Vince. Just being able to just make sure we don't give up any long plays or anything like that. Yeah, and get into some great third down situations.
Coach Grinnell talked about, you know, despite Connor Cook being a rookie, he's a professional quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Also, Jonathan Joseph talking about trying to, you know, take advantage of the fact that he is a rookie. How do you find the balance in that?
Really, so, of course, they're going to get him to, you know, be able to play a full game as a great quarterback, no doubt, of course. But he's still a rookie, and so he hasn't had the much experience as the other quarterbacks have had. And so, honestly, we've got to be able to take advantage of that fact, force him to make some quick throws, force him to make some bad decisions. But essentially, we have to stop the run first, though.
There have been a bunch of games, the Raiders game being one of them, where you needed to finish. Some games you have, some games you haven't. It's no different than the regular season going in against them this time.
Right. So, that, of course, like you said, got to finish the game. It all goes down to front, all four quarters. And in the last minutes of the game, there has been some times where we have not played, finished out the game, despite we've played great three quarters. And so we understand that fact. Going into this game, we're going to play all four quarters. We understand what's on the line, and definitely want to get there to that big dance at the end.
They've got to get it there, but obviously they're talented receivers and Crabtree and Cooper, and what they were able to do beforehand with Carr. I mean, say you stop the run, but that can't click. I mean, what challenges do each of those present for you guys as a defense?
Honestly, we've got to be great up front, rushing the quarterback first of all. And then our DBs have to do a great job as to shutting down those receivers, essentially. And so we get a combination of both, we'll be in good shape.
Does it surprise you that Amari's been – he hasn't really had as many targets with them in the last month or two? I mean, told me he was injured a little bit, but does that surprise you at all, given his talent and what he can do and what you guys might see Saturday?
Well, if he's injured a little bit, if he's necked up or so, that plays a role in it, no doubt. But all the same, we can't fall asleep or anything like that. We've got to be able to defend him and just play our game. You see in all the shirts around here, haven't you? The importance of having grit, honestly, is just having a really tough football team, really. Just understanding, you know, there's going to be some tough situations, some adverse situations, some mistakes that happen out there, and that grit is what carries you through to overcome all those adverse situations.